You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Cary Oberbrunner, devoted to helping you become a soul on fire.
Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast. This is Cary Oberbrunner, your host. And we are in episode 73 today, How to Take Back Control of Your Life. Folks, I hope you are doing fantastic. I hope you had a good Father's Day, if that is your thing. If you're a father, congrats. It's one of the reasons why this podcast is so important, because I believe that the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. I believe also, I agree with Carl Jung, the Swiss psychologist, when he says that the most damaging thing in the life of a child is the unlived life of the parent. And conversely speaking, one of the most life-giving things you can give to your kids is a soul on fire, is being a soul on fire. When they look at you, they say, wow, mom or dad or uncle or aunt or grandma or grandpa or whoever, trust me, you have young people looking at you, even if you are in a jungle alone underground, you still have people watching you. And when they look at your life and see you as someone who is fully alive, fully aligned, that is powerful. So folks, let's be honest, it's tough to do, right? I mean, if it were easy, everyone would be doing it. Everyone would be in control of their calendar, in control of their life. They would be masters in the art of living, but they're not. And one of the main reasons why is because look at what we have today coming at us. Folks, it's crazy. But you have so many things. I have so many things coming at us. Facebook, right? Emails, tweets, text messages, not to mention just mail in general, appointments, opportunities, TV shows, computer games, you name it, folks. If you do not take the driver's seat of your life, you will be chewed up. How do I know that? Because I see it. I see many times the clients who come to me and say, Cary, I am getting torn up. I am getting chewed up. I am getting thrown out. And look, don't beat yourself up. Seriously, do not beat yourself up. Let's first of all, congratulate you. The fact that you are listening to this podcast says volumes about you. It says, I'm not willing to just sit around and let life happen to me. Seriously, the fact that you're listening to this podcast says to me already, major things about you. It says you're a victor. It says you want to have a life worth living, and you're not going to sit around and just talk about it. You're going to take action. And one of the first things is by listening to this podcast. But here's what I really need from you today. I need you to apply what I teach. Folks, that is where the secret sauce is. That's where the magic is. It's not in the listening alone. It's in the doing. In my favorite book, it talks about this person who goes to a mirror and looks at themselves and says, ooh, I need work. I've got some things on my face. I've got some blemishes. I've got some blind spots. And the unwise person goes to the mirror and then walks away and says, well, too bad. So be it. That's just how it is. No, no, no. The person who looks in the mirror and then takes action is the person who's going to experience crazy cool results. So I'm going to share with you a short and sweet podcast today about how to take back control of your life. I spent quite a few hours, I mean, in the at least 10 range to create for you, David and I, to create for you something that actually works. So this podcast is just going to get you rolling in a direction for a free training. Why? Because I know that the free training with slides, with a free workbook, that is where it's going to happen. So I'm going to kind of set you up for success and then say, look, take the limited replay webinar because it will rock your world. It's 99.8% content. This is not one of those webinars where you jump on and you're like, oh, okay, he's just going to bait me along. We don't do that. We do not do that. It's just going to be a one big sale. No, it's not. I told David, buddy, is this cool, man, if I give 99.8% content, tons of content, pure value, and then at the very end, you know, say, hey, softly, if you like it so much, then join me on the next step. And he was cool with it, and I'm cool with it. So that's the way we rocked and rolled. But first, let me tell you what the content is and how to take back control of your life. So folks, you have over 5,000 ads that are coming at you every day. Your inbox is a war zone. It is everyone trying to say to you, do this, do that, don't do that, I need your help, this type of thing. Some people that I chat with, they've told me that they've stepped away from their email inbox when they're part of a team, right? When they are on vacation and when they're part of a company or they have employees, this type of thing. They've stepped away, and in 1 week's time, all the emails solved themselves. Did you catch that? Many times what we operate on is look, we're paralyzed. We don't know what to do. Come on now, let's be honest. Most people don't know what they should do in their day. And as a result, they go to their email inbox and kind of say, hey, email inbox, it's too tough for me to think about what I should do. It's too tough for me to navigate the direction of my life. So I'm going to go to you, email inbox, or phone for tweets or texts or whatever. We feel paralyzed and we say, phone, tell me what I should do. Email inbox, tell me what I should do. And we respond and react to everybody else's emergencies or whims or desires. And I just want to say that if that is you, here's what the problem is. You're never going to make forward progress. You're always going to be, quote, digging the water out of the sinking ship. Seriously, that's what it's like. It's like you and I are sitting on a boat and all these requests are coming at you. The boat's flooding and the best you can do is scoop the water out, and more water comes. Now, we're going to do something today, and that is we're going to say up until now. Those are three words, up until now. Yep, three words. Three words that change the mindset of the people I work with. Because if you just beat yourself up and say, yeah, Carrie, that's how it is. Yep, that's me. Yep, I relate. Yep, I know. No. Up until now. Up until now, that's been you. Up until now, you haven't had a plan. Up until now, you haven't known which way to go, but now you do. So I want you to say with me, up until now. And if you're one of these people who wants a little love on Twitter or Facebook, just post up until now. Smiley face, right? You get it. And I will respond back to you and say, crush it. Keep going. Make it happen. Because up until now is a very powerful concept that says you get a do-over. You get to start over today. Now, folks, why do I believe starting over is possible? I'm going to give you 2 minutes about my little Cleveland Cavs last night, okay? And whether you're listening to this way long time after, it's still historic. Because everybody was counting out the Cleveland Cavs, everybody, right? They were down 3 games in the finals, right? Everybody counted them out. Nobody has ever, since NBA basketball has started, nobody has ever come back from a 3-1 deficit. Blah, 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 right? I mean, this is, no one's ever, you know, the Warriors have had the best historic season ever of all times. Look, what press are you going to believe about yourself? Are you going to believe the press about yourself that says, hey, they're always going to mess up. They're never going to be good. They're always going to be like their parents. Look, you can believe whatever press you want. But I believe, just like the Cavs changed it all last night, right? Yes, this is actually Monday morning early. I spend Father's Day hanging with the family. We went swimming. We hung out. We watched the Cavs game together. We got out to eat food. I mean, it was a blast. It was a fun Father's Day, and that's what I did. I showed up, filled up, and you come first in my week. You, my podcast listeners. You, the Igniting Souls tribe, and I love it. I'm glad to be here. And why did I know that? Because I have what's called an opus. Opus is the tool that helps me take back control of my life. There are two words in Latin for work. Labor, which is labor. It means toil. And opus, which means masterpiece. And folks, if you say, Carrie, I've heard you talk about that before. My question is, are you applying it? Because we have this thing in the Western mind that says, I've heard it, therefore I know it. And what I'm saying is that you haven't heard it. You don't know it unless you're doing it. Those are the real ears to hear. That's the real understanding of knowledge in the Hebrew mindset. The Hebrew mindset says that you don't know something until you're doing it. You don't love your neighbor unless you're loving your neighbor. It's not this intellectual assent. And so a lot of people that I chat with, they say, well, Carrie, I know what my calendar is. I know what my schedule is. No. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, folks, the fact that I am going to hit my deadline this week. The deadline that I've been throwing out there to you as a verbal commitment to you about my next fiction book. How did I write the first half in 1 year? That is so slow. It took me 1 year to write the first half, and it took me a month, the last month, to write the next half. How did I do that? How was I able to shut everything down, right? I mean, good stuff, like email inbox stuff that says, hey, Carrie, I got a high-end client that wants to meet with you and hire you to do this project. No, I'm sorry, I can't do it till after June 22nd. Carrie, we'd like to interview you on our podcast. Can you do that? No, I'm sorry, I can't do that till after June 22nd. Folks, how can you have the discipline? Check it out, discipline. Discipline is the ability to give yourself a command and obey it. See, most people talk is cheap. Most people say a lot of stuff. Most people, right, they talk big. Discipline says that you are going to give yourself a command and obey it. And what I do is I have a document which was done through a process, which basically, check it out, OPUS, O-P-U-S. I get this from my buddy Chet Scott. Chet Scott of Built to Lead, a man who invested in me very early on in my career. And as a result, he laid into me. And he challenged me and he pushed me. And I want to be that truth teller to you today. And I want to say, folks, if you don't have an opus, you're making it up. Let me say that again. If you do not have an opus in your life that is written down, then you are making it up. I don't care what program you're using. I don't care what app you've purchased. If you do not have an opus, your life is one big experiment, one big chance. And if you want to roll the dice on your life, then I'm sorry, but go ahead and do it. But what I have is I have an opus. And my opus is a document. It's a process that I went through that says, here are the exact coordinates that I am going to lock in my life, like latitude and longitude, right? Think about the metaphor for a trip. And again, the webinar is going to give you everything. The webinar is going to actually help you download the free workbook, go through the slides, see what I'm talking about, be able to envision this in a way that a podcast doesn't. Podcast is great. Audio is fantastic. But when you actually sit in front of your laptop, you watch the slides, you print out the manual, you go through line by line. Why do you think I did this? Do you think I just spent over 10 hours, which was easily just the technology part, but I'm talking about months, years of this process. Do you think I just did this because I'm like, hey, you know what? I hope I can fill somebody's time today. No. Folks, I want your life to matter. I want your life to count. And I know you're working hard. I know your effort is huge. I know you're trying to balance the budget, sail the ship. I know you're trying to do that. But trying isn't enough. Good effort and good intentions are not enough. Just like the Cleveland Cav game. Well, you know, we have LeBron James. We have our superstar. Look, folks, if you don't have a plan of attack for life, you will become a casualty. So I have an opus, and one of the first steps you do with your opus is you actually create a big vision for your life. And you write this out in future, you write out your future in present tense. So when I did this process, I said, you know what? Here's my vision. And I painted a picture, and it is fun, folks. Some of the people who've gone through this process, they go to the ocean and they shoot with their iPhone and they say, here's my overarching vision. That stands for O, right? O, overarching vision. Opus stands for something. It actually means something. But what they do is they speak about their future in present tense. So they say, like, I am in the Caribbean. I just walked off the stage. My family was all around. The stadium was full of people that needed this solution solved. And I mean, they begin to paint this picture that's beautiful. I mean, some draw people to tears. Some become their, what do you call it? The thing that they have at their funeral that's said about them. This is a powerful, sacred process. And as you begin to get your vision clear, you always have a someone, a something, and a somewhere. That's what visions always include. That's what epic visions always include. A someone, which is a tribe, a something, which is a cause, and a somewhere, which is a space. And so, folks, when I go in life, I know who my tribe is. I know what my cause is. I know where my space is. So I don't have to go to my email inbox and say, I wonder what I should do today. No, I have crystal clear clarity. And if some of you have been my clients and some of you have done your opus, you need to go dust it off. You need to go pull it out because you've been sitting on a gold mine. It's called you. And you did this exercise and you did the hard work. So get it out, bust it out, and begin to apply it. Because folks, your opus isn't something you just hang on a wall. Your opus is something that you actually use, kind of like your GPS. As you're going through life and people are screaming to you, go left, go right, go into this meeting. Hey, will you be part of this board? Hey, will you go to this charity? Hey, will you go out to this bar mitzvah? Hey, will you go meet us for this restaurant? Most people simply say, I don't want to say no. I don't want to hurt people's feelings. I don't want... You know, I'm going to go to that bar mitzvah. I'm going to go out to eat with those people. You know why? Because we don't know what we want in our life. And we don't want to do the hard work. And so we actually try to distract ourselves. We choose distraction over design. Let me say that again. It's tweetable. We choose distraction over design on purpose because it is a stress reliever. If you don't know which way you're supposed to go, and someone says, hey, do you want to go out to a nice dinner where they're going to serve you great food and have great music? Anybody will say yes. But if you know what you should be saying yes to, then saying no to that out to eat dinner with those people that aren't even going to matter, that appointment's not even going to matter when it's all said and done, then the pain of saying no, right? The pain of saying no to those out-to-eat dinner appointments is far less than the pain of saying no to your opus. Why do you think I can become so laser-focused when I need to? Because I know that if I don't say no in that situation, then I'm saying no to my opus. And the pain of saying no to my opus is far more costly and painful. Because here's what I know, folks. Clarity comes with a cost. Everybody in the world says, ooh, I want clarity. Do you really? Do you really want clarity? Because if you want clarity, then that little webinar that I have, that little webinar that I'm putting in the show notes, that little webinar that is going to help you, 60 minutes of pure value to help you, that's the clarity you need. But most people say, no, I don't want clarity. And I agree, you don't want clarity. Why? Because clarity means that you now have awareness and vision for your life. And now you have the sting of not achieving it. And the sting of not achieving it throws most lightweights off. Most people are lightweights. They don't want clarity. They don't want to do the work. But you know what? If you want your life to count, if you want to make a big dent in your legacy, if you want to suck life, right? The marrow, as it talks about in Dead Poets Society. If you want to truly enjoy all, I'm talking about all, I'm talking about family, friends, not just work. A master in the art of living knows no sharp distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body, his education and his recreation. He simply pursues his or her vision of excellence and leaves others to determine whether they're working or playing to themselves. They always appear to be doing both. How is that possible? It's possible because people take back control of their life. They say, I'm not going to get hit up by 5,000 ads a day. I'm not going to make 226.7 food decisions, according to Cornell University, every day. They say, I'm not going to be whipped around. I'm going to wake up, I'm going to look at my opus, and that is going to tell me exactly not what I'm doing with my life only, but what I'm doing with my day and what I'm doing with my hour. That's how granular this process gets. And you might say, Carrie, that sounds so smothering. It sounds so claustrophobic. Really? Really? That's all I want to say is really. Because in my book, it's much better to know where you're going than to just wander around for 20, 40, 60, 80, 100 years of your life. That's harder. When I know where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to be doing, that is the most liberating and achievement-building thought I can ever imagine. Folks, all the research has shown, if you want to feel happy in your life, your brain is created in a way that you want to see progress. The worst thing in the world, the most depressed people in the world are the people who never know if they're making progress. That's how most people's lives are. They have no clue whether they're doing anything, making any contribution, going down the path of life. They're clueless because they don't know what they're measuring. My point is this: do a little work now and enjoy the fruits of your labor forever. So folks, this is going to be short and sweet, like I said. Why? Because I did the tough work for you. Like, I don't know how else to say it. We served up a crazy banquet for you to sink your teeth in so you can create the life that you want. It's called How to Take Back Control of Your Life. It is a absolutely free web class. And it is going to do crazy cool stuff if you listen and apply it. And I've wanted to have this as a recorded webinar for probably, the book came out in 2012. So 4 years I wanted to do it and I haven't been able to. Why? Because I knew the work I was doing. And I had things that I was doing that were part of my opus. But now I've completed that. Wednesday, I press send to my editor, and that book, that first novel, that first sci-fi, dystopian, young adult thriller is going to be sent to the editor. and we're going to release that on my 40th birthday, December 6th. How do I have all these things planned? Is it just like, you know, Carrie has oodles of time? No, I am a father of three, a 10, an 8, a 6-year-old. I am a husband. I have a for-profit business, a nonprofit business. I'm coaching 250 authors as they publish their books. How do you think I have all this? It's because I've sat and structured and designed the life, right? How can I take Father's Day and hang with the kids? How can I, in a few weeks go to Michigan with the family? How can I have my parents coming at the end of this week from Wisconsin? How do I do this? Because a bunch of years ago, I was so fed up with my life. And I looked at my friend Chet, who had this life of not ease. Don't hear me. See, this is where you're going to see a break from me and so many others. Most everybody else says, you know what? Your goal is to just sit on a beach. Your goal is to just, you know, wake up and have nothing to do all day. You know what? You would be bored. You weren't designed to just wake up and do nothing with your life. You were created and designed to actually create value for people, to actually have a purpose in life. And so as a result, my point was this. A few years ago, guess what? A few years ago, actually a bunch of years ago, I was frustrated with my life. I want you to be frustrated. I want to poke you a little bit today. I want to agitate you a little way today. Why? Because you need to be agitated. You need your cage rattled. And my cage was rattled when I saw my friend Chet a decade ago. And I looked at his life and I said, what are you so happy about? Why are you so on fire? Why are you so light in life? And he said, Carrie, because there's nowhere in my life that I have to be unless I want to be. And I'll tell you what, I got ticked. I got angry. I thought, what is this guy talking about? What do you mean? There's no place he has to be. And my life was one big duty back then. And maybe your life is. And if your life is one big duty, then folks, you need to become duty free. You need a life of design, not a life of duty, where you just, you know, roll up your sleeves, pull up your pants. I don't even know what I'm saying right now, but you get the point. Where you just go and do it. No, come on. Life was not created for you to be a slave. It says, whatever you do, whether in work or deed, do all to the glory of God. I believe in a life where you are on fire. Doesn't mean everything's easy, but it means you are incredibly intentional. All right, folks, as we close today, I always love to give a shout out to the people who do a review. And as promised, I'm going to do that. Oh, by the way, let me give you the webinar thing here, right? So if you're running, if you're jogging, if you're driving, whatever, just try to remember this. It's super easy, okay? It's just bit.ly. So this is called a bit.ly, right? This is a shortened little URL, bit.ly, and all caps, I want freedom. That's really easy. It's just bit.ly, all caps, I want freedom. I want freedom. If you want freedom, go watch that today. And again, you're not going to see some high-pressured sales pitch. You are going to see gold. You are going to sink your teeth into a process. You are going to become alive and awake. So what was I saying? We're going to do some one review we had this week. And again, if you want me to talk about you, go on. I don't know how else you can get easier promotion. Seriously. You go on iTunes, you give me a rating or review. It can be 5 stars, it can be 4 stars. I don't care. It can be 2, it can be 1. Just have it be honest. And Daphne Smith, was this week's reviewer. And she says, always adding value. Carrie pulls the curtain back on how to add value in order to grow your tribe. I believe these principles cross all genres. Everyone benefits with a try before you buy approach. So Daphne's one of those people who's actually been applying last week's content. And she started a third Thursdays in her town. So I love these people who not only listen, but they listen and then apply. Daphne's working on her book, Author Academy Elite. Right? Daphne has done her opus. It's not that tough. Folks, if you want a life worth living, you need to design the life that you want. It's that simple. And Daphne's one of those people. Daphne, thanks for giving us a review. And folks, remember, again, I started with Cleveland in there. I want to end with Cleveland. Cleveland today is rejoicing. They have had a 51 or 52 year drought of a professional title in any sport. People could easily have been beat down. They could have easily said, well, this is just the way it is. You know, this is our lot in life. Everyone else are winners but us. No, what they did is they came up with a plan and then they implemented that plan. And as a result, today, Cleveland is celebrating. Now, even if you're not a Cavs fan, that's fine. I get it. But I'm trying to use a sports analogy for a lot of you who realize that life is a sport and you are the main player. I mean, think about it. We can get so frustrated when we watch a sports team on TV, right? And we say, why are they not fired up? Why are they just sitting on the bench? Why are they just going through the motions? People, hear me when I say this, and this is how we're going to close today. In my favorite book, it says you and I are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We are having spectators watch us. And they are called angels. They are called other people who've gone before us, and they are watching our lives. And they're saying today about Cardiff, go crush it, man. Go make it happen. And they're saying about Angela, don't give up, girl. Keep fighting. Don't give up. Stay in there. And they're saying about Bobby, don't just watch reality TV and eat potato chips all day today. Like, make your life count. You don't know this, Bobby, but you got 1 month left. Would you really be sitting on the couch watching reality TV and eating potato chips when you got 1 month left? That's a gift. No. Folks, if you and I saw how much time we have left, we would wake up today and crush it. Folks, this is Cary Overbrunner. My deep passion and purpose is to see you a soul on fire. I am so excited that this content is going to get inside your brain, inside your heart. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear your feedback. I want to read about you. I want to hear about your impact. Folks, I believe in you. Go make it happen today. I'm so proud of you. You've already won. You've already decided. Now go make it happen.